We give you praise, Almighty God, for bringing us together in a time like this. Thank you, Jesus, for the privilege to feast again. Thank you, Lord Almighty, for the bread of life that has been given to us freely. And as we feed on this bread, thank you for the promise of life that is attached to this. Blessed be your name, Jesus. Lord, we ask, O God, that you will teach us your word this morning. You will send your word to us. By your word, we shall be changed. By your word, we shall be transformed. In the name of Jesus Christ. No one here will go back home the same. Jesus, let our eyes be open. Let our ears be open. In the name of Jesus Christ. Communicate your will to us. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Can you jump your hands together once again as you have your feet? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jump your hands together for Jesus. Amen. Wow, it's a wonderful thing to be in God's presence this morning. I will thank Him honestly from our heart for the gift of life and for the wonderful testimonies. You know, I'm just so grateful to God. God has been good to us, and we are aware of this, and we'll continue to celebrate Him for that. We have before us this morning a very powerful assignment, and I want every one of us to be very much alive in the Spirit and pay attention to what the Spirit is saying to the church this season. Can you please, with me, celebrate my beloved brother? You know, I love him so much. He's a man. He's such a thunder. Thank you so much for coming. We really celebrate you, sir. You are welcome. Amen. So, it's going to be a powerful time in God's presence this morning. God is going to be brief. So that next week will continue. That will be brief. Because we want to leave this place latest. Amen. I don't know what we have yet. Don't worry. Let's trust God for today. Glory to God. Oh my God. The shines the world have a truth. Changing me and changing you. Here we are come. Lord, we open up. Oh, let ancient world. Oh, ancient world, ancient world. Oh, change me, Lord. This morning, title of Simon this morning is nothing but moving with the speed of light.
We're moving
at the speed of light.
The Bible says
the entrance of his word giveth light and understanding to the simple.
So every atmosphere of God's word is an atmosphere of light.
Where the word of the Lord prevails, the light appears. When the word appears, the light appears. When the word appears, the light appears.
Anywhere the word of the Lord prevails,
light
prevails.
And when the word appears, because the word also represents light, darkness will not stay.
And we are going to start this spiritual journey from the book of John, chapter 1, verse 4. The Bible says,
in him was light, and the light was the light of men. In him was light, and the light was what? The light of men. So if you are born again, you have the light of God in you.
You don't just have the light of God, you are the light of the world, says Jesus. Say, ye are the light of the world. The city that is set on the hill cannot be hidden. It can't be hidden. You can't be unstoppable.
He said, in him was light, and the light was the light of men. And the light shined in darkness, and darkness could not comprehend it. The reason why darkness will not be able to comprehend light is because of the intensity of the light and the speed of light. So when light appears and light continues to move, the speed at which light moves, darkness cannot match up with it. So the speed of light is so strong that no darkness can catch a man who carries the light. When you have a car that is running powerfully than the other,
then you can't compare it. You want to compare Benz with Big Daddy. Big Daddy will tear away when it comes to speed.
The more Benz product moves, the more capacity develops to move more. Is more stable. Ben's car will always be stable, or Jeep will be stable when there is great speed. But when you engage all this Big Daddy or this Toyota in a strong race, at little speed, you see it tearing apart. Why? Capacity. So a man who is born of God is not just born of God, he's a light. He is not just hosting the light. He's what? He's the light. And if you are a light, one thing
must be found in you. It is called speed. It is cheating if you are born again and you are not running at the speed of light. These are possibilities. These are things that are very possible in the kingdom. There are so many things like that that are possible by virtue of what Christ has done. So the fact that you are not operating in this dimension doesn't mean it's not possible. I'm telling you the fact. When a man is full of light, he gains speed with ease. Speed in understanding. Speed in delivery. Speed in anything. You see the person they hands on. There will be speed. If you are writing exam, you finish so late because you don't know what to write. Probably you were thinking of what to write inside the examination. If you see a man so blessed with wisdom and is looking at the question and all the questions have been tackled, they are not straight to you. You finish so quick than expected. You were given 40 minutes and under 10 minutes. Have you not seen people like that? Now you imagine, maybe the person just dropped the pen because he doesn't know what to write. I'm telling you, because the speed is too much. But the fact is that, why do you expect the person to be wasting time when he or she had over delivered. You have written a form. This is the question. You send to it and you move away without wasting time. Where light exists, speed is guaranteed. That darkness is what sponsors delay. You will not be delayed in life.
Amen.
Come on, that amen is too shallow. I said you will not be delayed in life.
Amen.
One of the activities of darkness is unnecessary delay. Because if you are in darkness, number one, you don't even have direction, so less of gaining speed. When you see a man who sleeps perpetually in darkness, it's not the courage to move forward. If you are inside a new environment, probably it's not your own. It's not your own house. Because you are used to your environment, you are used to your house. So if there is no light, you can still move a little bit forward before you continue to look for something to do. If you enter into a new environment, to a new terrain, probably you want to come and visit me in my house, and you enter, you are coming for the first time, and suddenly the door is opened in the night. What will happen? You will stay there, and the quality of people will help you. That's the position that the man who operates in darkness will be perpetually. He's thinking of greatness, it will not make, it will not take any sense. He's only conceiving greatness in his head. He's conceiving progress, but yet there is no progress. Just stagnant. That's what darkness can do. Darkness puts a man in a state of stagnancy. Not only that, darkness gives a man the definition that is not easy. God created the heaven and the earth. Beautiful. Something the Bible said, the earth was without form and void. Why? Because darkness was upon the face of the deep. Formlessness is inevitable where darkness operates. When darkness is in existence, nothing is seen. Even though we have something existing in us, yet what we can perceive is emptiness. This is the secret to, you know, so many atrocities you see everywhere today. You see people commit suicide because they just look so deep into their life, they couldn't find anything, there is no light. And because they don't like darkness cover, they just feel, what am I doing? Why should I even need a great one? Is it not better I just end it once and for all? Let me end it. After all, there is no point. I don't even know why I am here. That is what darkness can do to me. By the fall of man in the garden, we were all covered with darkness in such manner. And because we were covered in darkness, like in such manner that we experience darkness over time before we receive the gospel and we receive the light of God that is now the light of God in us. Are you getting my point? Before we got that, we have been in darkness. And because we have been in darkness, there has been some level of progress that we ought to have achieved that we didn't achieve because we were all in darkness at that time. Just like light guarantees speed, darkness promotes backwardness. So retardation is a necessity where darkness dominates. Retardation is what? A necessity where darkness dominates. A man who is standing on a spot is not different from a man who is moving backward. You don't get my point. Are you getting my point? Don't worry, you will get it. For instance, you need to be running and you are standing on a spot. It will be believed that, of course, I'm not going forward, I'm not going backward. I can tell you for free that you are going backward. Because I didn't think you were moving, you would have gone far. So, your staying here doesn't mean you are not going backward. Your standing on the same spot means you are backward. Because honestly, if you have been moving, the time you used to stay on that same spot, you would have gained a level of progress. So, when we were dead in sin, the backwardness was so much. We were backward in our ability to capture divine realities. We're backward in our ability to capture revelation. We're backward in our ability to understand God. We're backward in our ability to exhibit the nature of God. We're backward in our ability to do righteousness. We're backward in our ability to provoke supernatural results. We're backward in our ability to act like God. Even though we were created to be like him, we were created to dominate. We didn't dominate. Instead, we were dominated. But now that ye are in the light, why should you still be empowered? Why should you still be limited? See, you were justified when you were in darkness to be stagnant. But now that you are in the light, it is an error that there is no progress in your life. It is what? An error. That there is no progress. Honestly, that is why you will see average Muslims, like a core Muslim converted to Christian, their seriousness with God is always very serious. You will see it in them. They have eaten with the devil. They've engaged their life serving the God that they don't know, that doesn't have ear, that doesn't have eyes. They have engaged the whole of their life doing it. No, now as light appeared. Oh, wow! So I've been in darkness all these days. Do you know what they used to do? They would look back and say, devil, you must pay for the years you used to keep me inside the darkness. I was kept here for a long time, but now that I can see, I will run beyond your imagination. To be out of darkness and still be wandering around without specific direction, without any major impact, is an error. Because as soon as light appears, direction comes. Thank God, when you were in darkness, you couldn't move forward. Why? Because there was no direction. Because honestly, any speed gained in a strange or wrong direction will lead a man to frustration. And so many are afraid to even move forward because they have been covered with darkness. But now that light has come, what do you do with the light that you have received? Honestly, nothing less than speed is expected from every single believer. Because when you were in darkness, if you understand what the devil has done, he took advantage of that. In fact, you were fortunate to be alive this time and to be partaker of what Jesus has done. Project Colossians chapter 1 verse 1. You were fortunate to be partaker of what Jesus has done now. You don't know what happened to men who were perpetually in darkness like that in the book of Genesis chapter 6. They all perished. God wiped them all by flood. They became so stagnant, not just stagnant, backward in their way of life. So much that God looked and said, ah, oh, wow. The effect of darkness was so written all over them that God said, it repented me that I created man in my image. Honestly, I was just trying to look at the feelings of God when he came and he saw, he said, this man that I created in my image, sleeping with one another, man to man, female to female, those things have been happening. Some sleeping with dogs. Because of the coverage of darkness, listen to me. Darkness is an harbor for free operation of darkness, of the devil. Darkness is an harbor that promote free operation of what? Of the devil. So as soon as darkness appears in a place, devil has opportunity to quickly maneuver and mishandle destiny. Is an expert. As soon as man fell, he penetrated man. Call penetration, not just ordinary one. He deployed some of his angels. If you check the scripture, that sons of men met with what? The daughters of and they were impregnated. They procreated after their likeness. The sons of God, according to that scripture, is not referring to sons of God in court. They were fallen angels. Fallen angels, demons, giant demons, sleeping with men like women, and they were procreating. And the essence of that was that the devil wanted to achieve something great with the darkness, the darkness that was made available. Because he knows that he doesn't have time. Oh my God. He knows that there's no time at all. So as they began to sleep, when the daughters of men, there was great procreation. Thank you, bless. Bam, 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 bam. Giving birth to terrible people. As they gave birth to terrible people, they also that is why if a newborn baby is released today, you have the baby here, the baby must still confess Jesus. Because that same thing that the devil injected in the days of darkness still lives and still flows in the blood of men up to today. What will separate you from that darkness is your ability to now see and believe what Jesus has done. Confess him with your mouth that indeed he died for you and he resurrected. Then you will receive his life. His life. That's why that scripture says in John chapter 1 verse 4 that in him was life, and the life was the light of men. So if you can't, if you fail to contact his life, then you can't shine forth his light. So what guarantee access to his light is his life. Just like darkness didn't just cover you or cover men without the penetration of the devil. So when he penetrated, he quickly made use of his opportunity. That even God came, he was amazed at what was achieved by the operation. Because of the present darkness, what was achieved by the devil, that God had no option than to quickly wipe off that generation. Because the speed at which the devil was moving at that time was so strange that God felt, you know, he's a jealous God. So he created you so that you can worship him. Suddenly men began to worship Satan with ease, without struggle. He didn't just do that. What he did was strange. He maximized that period of darkness to the point that those men could not hear anything again. Noah preached separately. Only there will be flood. Flood will wipe out everybody on this land if you don't repent and enter into the heart that I want to make. The Bible said they make jest of him. Look at this man. The Bible said they began to get married, drink. They engaged themselves in all manner of things, busy with the things of life, until what the prophet of the Lord Noah said came to pass. Even Noah that was separated, the Bible says he found grace. Genesis 6 verse 8. He found what? Grace before the Lord. He found grace. Then he was able to have a little glimpse of the light. Then he created that ark and many heard that. You know, my father and the Lord was speaking, he said, even animals listen to Noah. Men refuse to listen to him. You don't get it. The impact of darkness. Because every of the animals on the earth entered into that ark. Two. So in Yabe cockroach go and bend. Cockroach follow. Flies follow. Mosquito enter. Men said no. Impact of darkness. It births rebellion. You are just unnecessarily stubborn. You can't explain it. Impact of darkness. Darkness is the breeding place of ignorance. Darkness has done a lot that God look and say, this generation, you are not fit to live again. I created you to live for me. You have been living for another thing. You uprooted them by blood. Blood came and wiped them. If you look at the number of years that God used to give us a plan, send his son to die for us on the cross. Look at the sacrifice of Jesus. His experience with men. Did you know that even God came in the flesh? He said, for the word became flesh and dwelt among us. The Bible says he came to his own. His own rejected him. They didn't give him. He said, but as many that believe him, he gave them power to become sons of God. The word became flesh and dwells among us. Yet many failed to believe him. And who were the people? Just mention them. The high priests in the tabernacle, in the temple. Then we don't know you. This is what you are saying. We don't understand it. They countered him with everything. It was still the oppression of darkness. God wiped up many with flood. But yet, the impact of darkness was still very much seen. Significant in the life of people. That even a baby that will be born today, sir, you will be surprised. If you don't pay attention to that baby, he or she will just grow up. And the first thing you will hear from her is that you are not okay. Or what can you like? Taught you this one. How did you know about this one? You can't explain it. Impact of darkness. So the darkness didn't just happen that time. It traveled down generation from generation to generation. With a great speed is moving. That even until now, if a newborn baby is given birth to, that impact of darkness will still be written upon the person. Even though a Christian parent gave birth to the baby. The baby must grow up and be nurtured in the way of the Lord. Then consciously confess Jesus as Lord and Savior before light can flood the heart of that baby. Before we can say that this one is born again. A baby is not born again because it's given birth to by a pastor. So you can be a son or daughter of a pastor and the imprint of darkness can still be upon your life. So strongly until you confess Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You can see the movement and the speed at which the darkness is actually trying to cover up with the light. But the speed of light is so strange. And despite the impact of darkness that has moved from one generation to another, as soon as you open your mouth and said, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the one who died for me and resurrected on the third day, I am saved by his grace alone and alone. Suddenly, the impact and the impute of darkness that has been transferred from generation to generation to generation will be wiped off immediately. You don't get my point. Oh my God, you are not getting it. Now, it is a strange speech, sir. That darkness invaded the earth and men at that time and traveled for a long distance, and quickly light will just come boom, boom, and wipe. He said, those that sat in what? That sit in the valley, in the valley of the shadow of death, have received light. As the light appears, darkness will not be able to comprehend it. Even though darkness has been in existence, but the impact of light is so powerful that if a man will say, oh Lord, I believe in you, and Jesus comes today. So by saying I believe, you see the journey that person engaged in. Only heaven can calculate the distance. You are not getting me. Only heaven can tell us the length, the kilometer that light that traveled into your heart, into your soul. The very day you say, Jesus, I believe in you, suddenly that great light travels down to the time of your forefathers and to the time when darkness originally invaded the earth. So everything planted in your lineage from generation to generation that has been transferred control your home will be wiped off. It's actually a journey that no one can comprehend. That is why some people will not believe in Christ. Because they try to rationalize it. How can you say that we sin? And we'll just say, I believe in you. And just like that, our sin will be wiped off. Even the sin of our forefather will be wiped off. I don't understand. How would that happen? The fact is that the present darkness that is very much available everywhere, that the imprint of it is so glaring upon your life today, was sponsored by the sin of woman. The fact is that you were given birth and were seen as a sinner until you open your mouth and confess Jesus. You didn't sleep with anybody. You were not there in Genesis chapter 6 when they were messing up, and God caused man, even in Genesis chapter 3, when he went back and God caused him. Were you there? But that sin was imparted into you from generation to generation, and you also carry it. And the result of it, the outcome of it, everything, you also bear. So, if you didn't know anything about that sin, and you are a partaker of it, you don't need to know about the death of Jesus Christ to be partaker, and you don't need to be sacrificed, just like Jesus Christ said, to be partaker of what he has done. You only need to believe. And as you believe, what has been done long time ago will be wiped off. It is a movement of light that brought that to pass. That even in a few seconds you can hear Jesus, I believe in you. Bam. Something strange will happen. Colossians chapter 1, verse 12. Colossians 1, 12.
Jesus, the Son of God, I believe in you. I believe in you. Oh, Jesus, the Son of God, I believe in you.
Come on. Do you know the meaning of that song?
Oh, Jesus, hey, the Son of God,
I believe in you.
Unto the Father, which hath made us to be what? Partakers of the inheritance of the saints.
In where? In the light. There is an inheritance of the sinner locked up in darkness. And this is the day that curse has been laid upon man. We all share part of that inheritance locked up in darkness. But there is an inheritance locked up where? In the light. So by believing, you quickly partake. You imagine as what has been done 2,000 years ago. You just go and say, I believe. And you receive it now. That is speed. You don't come on. You can't get it. Are you getting me, please? That is what? That is speed. Reaping what has been done long time ago, all the blessedness captured in redemption,
all released to your spirit. But the day you just open your mouth and you believe in what Jesus said, the giving thanks unto the Father which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints. In light! In light!
has done in the life of every believer is so strange.
Wiped off all the ordinances that were written concerning every demonic handwritings and documentation, legal documentation of sin, all wiped off, took everything and nailed it on the cross. And now you are made to be partaker of the inheritance of the saint. You won't be able to dig deep into those inheritances of the saint. Deep. I want you to stay connected as we continue this. If we go there now, we won't be this. But I want you to know that as you have grace for speed, because even your salvation happened. I was not bothered when I had a young man. I just gave his life to Jesus 1 month. It's about blood communication. A young man that was just gave his life to Jesus for 1 month. After that communication, a month later, he said he heard that his friend, bosom friend on campus, died as a baby. And he said, they fall to the mother. The mother, in that, my friend beside me said, yes, put the phone on loudspeaker and put it on her ear. And he said, he called on the name of the Lord. Come back here, you can't die. Hello? Sneezed and responded. 1 month old. What made that happen? It was a journey that man covered by the operation of light. It is a speedy acceleration. So whatever you are not enjoying now, you are not enjoying it not because they have not been given to you, but probably because you are not aware or you are not maximizing it. The capacity to move so fast in the journey of life has been released to you. See, if light can make the journey of salvation so short like that, boom, that what was done years ago, all taken care of by the appearance of that light, I tell you, there are a lot of possibilities still locked up inside this light that we will be unraveling this very month. I want you to pay attention very well. This teaching is going to change your entire life. It's going to change your entire life. I'm going to speak to you on how these things, you know, appear and functions in different parts of your life, in different areas of your life. How you enjoy this penetrating power of the light, even in the working of miracles. So when you are praying for the sick, in the name of Jesus, be healed. Do you know that what you were doing? You were appropriating what has been done 2,000 years ago. That is why you can't do that without light. Men who operate in the healing, anointing, healing dimension has gained light in that area. God has made them to see something. So that light they have gained has actually compressed what happened 2,000 years ago. Like, do you understand? In the name of Jesus, be healed. You draw life for what happened 2,000 years ago. It must be a travel, a movement by light. You don't get it. So if you can't see it, you can't deliver it. So if you are delivering it and you see it happen sharp, sharp, that a man who has been on wish here for 12 years is hot, bam, 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 walking. That's why medical room will always question this kind of thing. Is this one not a fake? That if somebody, at least if somebody has been on a wish here for 2 years, even if it happened, he should still be sitting on that. Gradually, this guy should still be running. A stage manager, it's not stage managed. It's called the effect and the impact of light. Just like that light can raise a man from wheelchair, it can change the life of any believer. That as soon as you give your life to Jesus, things suddenly, bam! It's not Ogunwo.
If God will give you light in a particular area of your life, the speed you will enjoy will amaze you. And it will shock people around you. The impact of the light is what we call miracle here. When light appears, things happen without struggle. Things that you have been trying to like, let me factor, let me see how it will happen. Suddenly. You've seen that in the scripture in several places. When that woman with the issue of blood saw the light, and she recognized that if I could touch the hem of his garment, say, if I could touch this light, this thing that has been on my body for 12 years, I know it will stop. The Bible says, immediately she touched the hem of Jesus' garment. Not after 10 seconds, but immediately, the fountain of her blood dried. How can you explain that? That the infirmity that has been in the body of somebody for 12 years can vanish in just immediately, not it's not 2 minutes, can vanish instantly. That's an impact of light. Impact of light. And that is what everyone here will enjoy from this month henceforth. Your life will gain unprecedented speed. You see that amen is too shallow because probably you are trying to rationalize it. Your life will gain unprecedented speed. In the name of Jesus. Can you rise on your feet, everyone, and continue to pray in the spirit and celebrate God, the giver of life. Is that giving thanks to the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. We are not praying. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Listen, how can you unravel the experience of all the apostles in that chapter? How? That a man has been terrorizing the church, afflicting pains on the church. And just one day, one encounter, the Bible says a great light shone. Entered in, he was on the floor. Just say, I am the one you are persecuting. Just that one encounter changed his entire life. Listen to me. Do you know that when he appeared, I said, I believe you. When you won't make sure what will do power. We know you. You are a very wicked man. But this is what light can do. This is what light can do. Light can shoot you off in a second. And men will look at you and say, no. This is not this man we used to know. The difference was clear. When God appeared in Genesis chapter 1 verse 3, he said, let there be light. And it was like, look at what followed, creativity. Shortly after that release of light, he began to say, now, let there be this. Things began to unfold while light appeared. I want you to pray. The Lord, I tap in into the power of light that is resident in me. Can you open your mouth and pray right now? Jesus, the healer, come back, 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 come I'm gonna get the
There is no much time for it. Listen to me. Salvation of your soul is one out of the many operations of the night in the life of the In fact, the salvation of your soul only opens the door to the inheritance locked up in the light. So as you are born again, if you are not enjoying this reality supplied by light, it's because, number one, you don't even understand very well the inheritance locked up in the light. So you are born again, you have the light in you. There are many possibilities attached to this, but they are all in the understanding of this. So there is an inheritance of the saint that every saint must be aware of. It's like you are a daughter of a king, and probably you are not aware. You were displaced. Suddenly they don't go to you and say, you are not aware of what your father has. So you can be walking barefooted, and yet you have all these things. You will see, you will understand. Maybe by next week, by God's grace, we will look deeply into this. Do you understand? So if you can't capture this inheritance of the saint, then you can maximize fully what has been locked up in this night. I tell you, the reason why you see and you can't stop sinning, and you are just trying to, be righteous, and you see fall again and sin, and they are the impact of that man. Imprinted, even though you are born again, but that mark is still just, you can't just say no. Why? Not because your deliverance has not been perfected. Do you understand? If indeed you have been changed and you have been transported into this land, something must happen to you. You must reject all the inheritances that you captured by the impact of darkness. And you get my point. Part of it is sickness. Part of it is loss of memory. Part of it is struggling. You are just struggling to know something. But a lot of it, you know it. You can measure it. All manner of suffering. They are all inheritances locked up in darkness. But there are inheritance of the saint that is locked up in the light. So as soon as you are born again, you must keep uprooting and removing every, you must keep removing every inheritance locked up in darkness. Are you getting what I'm saying? And continue to walk or appropriate all the inheritances of the saints locked up in the light. Can you lift up your right hand and celebrate Jesus for his word this morning? Just keep it. If you have been blessed, can you say Jesus time? Ira ko 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 ko